740,000 women give birth each year in the UK, and 90% of them say that it's painful and they require some sort of pain relief. Janae Alexander is from the Birth Specialists, and she has five top tips for making the birth process less painful and possibly even pain-free.
Really, number one is relaxation, relaxation, relaxation. Most of the National Childbirth Trust, the NCT, the NHS will always tell you the best thing for you to do is relax during childbirth. Easier said than done. So that's my number one tip. If you can stay relaxed, brilliant. And that's kind of more of what we teach your partner actually to do for you, is to get you into that nice relaxed state. And then breathing, essential. 90% of our energy comes from breathing. So if you're able to breathe through your contractions, it really helps. And also effective breathing, so keeping your body oxygenated and therefore your blood can flow to the areas that you need it. So that's definitely number two. Number three is body position. And the reason body position is important is obviously to use gravity and the structure of your hips and your pelvis, and also to hinge your coccyx out of the way. So body position is vital. Number four on my list, which is always underestimated, is visualizations. And I would say it's probably one of the more powerful things. Childbirth can be daunting. So when you're feeling like, I can't do this anymore, some visualizations are fantastic. And then number five on the list is support, which is always underestimated. And I think just trusting who you're with, your midwife, or if you're hiring a doula, which is somebody to mother the mother. And what we create during our courses is actually having the fathers be the birth companion to the mums. So you already trust them, and you just feel so supported through the process.
If you go back to, say, relaxation, are there some particular tips for relaxing while all that stuff's going on? Because you say that is kind of easier said than done.
Absolutely. And it seems crazy that in today's world, we actually need to practice how to relax. But we are so filled with a lot of adrenaline. You know, there's always things to do. Our work is never done. So really, I think the main thing is to actually just get into a quiet space. If you could probably just take 5 minutes a day just to sit down and not think of anything, not do anything. And I'm not talking about sitting on the sofa watching television. I'm talking about literally sitting down, putting your feet up, taking a nice deep breath in and a nice deep breath out, and literally just quieting your mind for 5 minutes. That's a sort of relaxation, but then going through your physical body and actually noticing where you keep your tension. So really allowing yourself to consciously relax those muscles. Relaxation during pregnancy has amazing effects on the baby, because you're actually teaching your baby how to relax.
And then you also mentioned body position. So what body position should we be in? Because somehow lying on your back doesn't really seem to be working with gravity very well.
No, stirrups are not the way forward, I can promise you that. If you think about just the structure of our pelvises, if you are tilting your pelvis slightly forward, so what I mean by that is that your knees are lower than your hips, you're obviously opening up your pelvis. And most of our jobs these days require us to be sitting down. Then your pelvis is tilted backwards, so your knees are higher than your hips generally. Those positions encourage baby to, one, be spine to spine, and that's why we have so many babies that are posterior. But also, if you're able to tilt your hips forward, you encourage the baby, one, to be in the right birthing position, and two, you're opening up your hips. And your coccyx is on a hinge. So if you're sitting on your coccyx, which requires that when you're lying down, obviously then you've got less space for the baby's head to come down. So anything where you're tilting your pelvis forward, hands and knees, all fours are just fantastic. So really using gravity there as well.
And how easy is that to get, say, an NHS hospital to allow you to do sort of squatting or hands and knees position?
I have to say the NHS hospitals do support natural childbirth, and they have a massive initiative now to increase normal childbirth in the UK. Mostly, the hospitals that you'll encounter now, the maternity units, will have the beds pushed to the side of the room so that it's not a feature where you think, if there's a bed, I need to get on it. So generally, the beds are kind of pushed to the side where women use it more as a sofa or something to actually lean on with their elbows rather than actually lie on. They have matted, carpeted, kind of spongy flooring that you can ask for. So they do encourage all fours. They also know what the structure of the female body looks like. So they definitely do encourage it.
And you also mentioned visualization. So what should I be visualizing?
The nice thing is nobody knows what you're thinking. I had a lady who came on the course, and she was a baker. She loved to bake. And she visualized her birth path covered in butter. And she just visualized her child just slipping out. So, you know, nobody knows what you're thinking. So you can have the most obscure visions of maybe your birth path opening up like the Grand Canyon. But that in itself, actually, you know, as I say that, it's almost impossible to tighten my pelvic floor. You know, it just kind of feels like my body wants to open up. So those visualizations are fantastic. And of course, your partner who's with you can, you know, feed those into your ear when you forget during labor.
That's Janae Alexander.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.